Spruce aphids have crimson eyes, green, six-legged bodies, and their populations are booming in Sitka this summer. Patrick Hewer is Sitka's resident Forest Service silviculturist, or forest growth expert, and says locals are starting to see the impact of the aphids' voracious appetite.
Well, around town, in the last few weeks, we've seen a lot of the spruce trees, especially the ones near the beach and lower elevation, turning brown, and we've had a lot of folks calling in asking about that. And it's basically the result of spruce aphids feeding on the needles, basically sucking the juice out of the needles in late winter, early spring.
The result is less than pretty.
Well, mid-June or so, the needles basically turn brown and die and fall off, and that's what we're seeing now. And it's the result of aphids feeding probably January, February, March. In years where we have mild winters, the aphid population tends to build up to where we get more defoliation like we're seeing now.
Colder winter, says Hewer, usually mitigate large aphid populations by killing their eggs before they hatch. But as warming weather patterns move in, aphid populations increase.
It is a sap-sucking insect. So you can think of it as a tree mosquito.
That's Ann Lynch, a research entomologist with the Forest Service and Woodland Ecosystem Science Program. She's based in Arizona, but has worked the last 10 years studying and consulting on aphid populations in southeast Alaska. She says this tree mosquito sucks the fluid out of older needles, dehydrating and literally starving the tree of nutrients. Normally, she says, one warm winter can't kill a spruce tree, but a few warm winters and springs in a row can wreak havoc on spruce populations. The largest defoliation recorded from these aphids occurred in southeast Alaska and totaled around 46,000 acres in 1998.
There has been an increase in the frequency, severity, and extent of spruce aphid outbreaks in southeast Alaska. By extent, I mean that the outbreaks have gone further inland than they did in the past. And that does appear to be related to winter and spring temperatures.
Lynch and Hewer say the best way to know if your spruce has been affected is to look at the needles. What you'd see is the green tips at the end of the tree, basically untouched, and the inner or older needles sucked dry, brown, and maybe scattered on the ground around the tree. Hewer says so far this season, only trees at lower elevations have been affected. And if you want to protect your tree from aphids, there are a few options. If you already see the aphids, you can rinse them off your tree with a hose, or early in the season, you can rinse your tree with a soap and water solution to prevent them from attacking. Either way, Hewer says, acting early is the best way to protect your garden spruce. Reporting in Sitka, this is Lily Mihalik.